We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Congressman Tom Reed faces a House Ethics Committee investigation after an incident in Minnesota in 2017. ABC's Andy Field joins us now. And Andy, remind us all exactly what happened involving Reed at that bar in 2017.
Well, he's accused of inappropriately touching a woman at a bar 4 years ago. And we, that hasn't been as publicized, of course, as much as Matt Gaetz, who's also facing a House Ethics Committee investigation here. Now, Tom Reed had originally denied wrongdoing, but then he later apologized to a former lobbyist, Nicole Davis. In March, the Washington Post reported that while he was intoxicated, Reed rubbed Davis's back, moved his hand outside her shirt, unfastened her bra, and continued to grope her in a Minneapolis bar. He says he didn't do anything wrong, but at the same time, he's apologized to her. The House Ethics Committee is now investigating that behavior, along with a whole laundry list of things against Matt Gaetz, including using campaign funds for his personal use, whether he took a bribe, and of course, these investigations that we're told the Justice Department is looking into in terms of being with underage girls and paying for them to go to various locations with him, which is a sex trafficking violation in this country.
Andy, what will the House Ethics Committee look for with regards to Congressman Reed's case and Congressman Gaetz's case?
Well, they'll have witnesses come in. They'll say, did this happen? Did it not happen? They look at the preponderance of the evidence just like any other kind of judicial proceeding. They can sanction the person. They can even suggest expelling them from Congress in some cases. It's rare that that happens, but they could do this. But I think the bigger issues for these men are not what's happening in Congress, but what's happening in the judicial system, that if federal charges are brought against either man, that's a much bigger problem for them than whatever the House colleagues decide to do against them.
Now, in the case of Matt Gaetz, I think there's a lot more at stake, and that's because Congressman Tom Reed has said he's not going to seek re-election to the House. He's not going to run for governor of New York next year. If the House Ethics Committee does find something against Reed that could lead to sanctions, what sanctions could he face, and how effective could they really be, considering he's not going to be running for office?
Well, that's the problem, that if you're going to be leaving Congress, the House Ethics Committee doesn't have a whole lot of teeth. They can't do anything to you once you're out of Congress. But as long as he's there, and if they make a decision fairly quickly, he could be stripped of committee assignments, basically just put out of business, even though he's a representative, he won't be very effective in Congress. The same thing with Matt Gaetz. But again, it's the actual judicial charges that are probably things that are causing them bigger headaches right now than anything the House is going to do.
How likely could Congressman Reed face criminal charges as well as Congressman Gaetz?
I don't know. I don't have as much detail on that other than, these complaints have been brought up and he said he didn't do anything wrong. I think that investigation's ongoing. But a lot of times it's one person's word against the other, and unless there's other witnesses or there's some kind of evidence proving that this is indeed the case, it's very hard to bring these cases to court. Whereas Matt Gaetz, we're looking at a situation we're told by some investigators that he used Venmo, which is a way to pay other people online, just move money from one place to another, to actually pay for some of these women either to go to hotels or for services. Again, these are all allegations. They haven't been proven in court. These are just investigators or people close to the investigation telling us this stuff. And so everyone's proven innocent until proven guilty. But at the same time, you know, we saw these things with Bill Cosby and with other people who have been accused of these and also convicted of these crimes, that you start to see a pileup of these things. And you start to wonder, well, if there's smoke here, is there fire anywhere underneath it? You're seeing the same thing with Andrew Cuomo in New York. You know, these people can make allegations, but they have to be proven.
Andy Field, thank you very much for joining us tonight.
Thank you.
That's ABC's Andy Field joining us, talking about the House Ethics Committee investigations into Congressman Tom Reed after an incident in Minnesota. Also against Congressman Matt Gaetz on a lot more.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.